the Shulchan Menachem. This is in chapter Shin Chof, 320. Now the Alter Rebbe brings down in the Siddur that it's best when you make the lulav, when you shake the lulav, you should do it in the sukkah. Like you see here, we'll always stop and give people an opportunity to go and make the blessing in the sukkah. Now the question is, why should the lulav be made in the sukkah? What's the connection? Seemingly, there are two separate mitzvah. There's one mitzvah to shake the lulav, another mitzvah sitting in the sukkah. Why should we take the lulav in the sukkah? Now, this is, first of all, this is based on the Kabbalah. And the but the Rebbe argues that the language of the Alter Rebbe seems to imply that this is a, Alter Rebbe writes even stronger than it is in the Kabbalah, and he says, the mitzvah min amuvchar. That means that there is a choice. The Rebbe says we should find those matters of the Kabbalah that it also fits with the revealed part of Torah. The Rebbe is going to find the connection that actually, according to the revealed part of Torah, we also should do the blessing of the lulav in the sukkah. And now, one can argue, everything we do should be done in the sukkah. So, we eat in the sukkah, we sleep in the sukkah, we drink everything in the sukkah, so maybe we should do the lulav in the sukkah too, because when you just... But that means that the reason we're doing it is because everything needs to be done in the sukkah. But the fact, the language of the Alter Rebbe, the Rebbe seems to say that it's actually the mitzvah of the lulav. The lulav needs to be done in the sukkah. It's not just why everything has to be done in the sukkah. The Rebbe gives like an example, will make a difference. Say, for example, a person is exempt from the sukkah. He went to the sukkah, and he started to rain. Okay, so a person is exempt. If it rains, he can go into the house and eat, and that's it. He doesn't have to trouble himself during the place. He doesn't have to trouble himself to go back to the sukkah. You're exempt. So if the reason why we shake the lulav in the sukkah is because this is part of the sukkah, everything has to be done in the sukkah, since he's exempt from the sukkah because it's rained, so he's no longer obligated. He can make the bracha in the, or whatever. But if the mitzvah is that the lulav should be done in the sukkah, so then he has to wait, because his lulav isn't going to be on the same category as it is. Let me go through a whole lengthy explanation of here.
Should he wait?
Well, okay, so if we're saying that it's part of the sukkah, so then he should wait until it stops raining, or if it's not going to stop raining, okay, if he anticipates. But if, so in other words, if the mitzvah is because this everything has to be done in the sukkah, so if he's not obligated in the sukkah, so there goes the obligation for the lulav too. But if the reason why we do the lulav in the sukkah is because we want the lulav, there's something about the lulav being in the sukkah, then he should wait for the rain is over. But the Rebbe goes through a whole different. The Rebbe shows from the verses. The Rebbe learns that there's a difference, for example, between Pesach and Sukkot. In Sukkot, the fact that the Eibishter told us the mitzvah to be in the sukkah, that made it into Sukkot. The Rebbe uses the words. That's why we all call it Chag HaSukkot. It's always Sukkot. We don't change the name, because there is no holiday. And then we don't say there's no. It's not there's a holiday. And this holiday, you have to sit in the holiday of Sukkot. The opposite. Because the Eibishter told us that we need to sit in the Sukkot for 7 days, that made it into a holiday. The holiday is, the Sukkah becomes an integral part of the mitzvah, as opposed to Pesach. Pesach commemorates the Exodus of Egypt. There's an additional mitzvah that you have to eat matzah during the time of it, but that's not part and parcel of the mitzvah itself. Therefore, the Rebbe learns from the different verses and different... the Rebbe learns that it's actually... Sukkah is the yontav. The yontav is sukkah. That's why we We all call it Sukkot. Pesach is called, the Torah calls it Chag HaMatzos. We call it Pesach because it's not all about matzahs. The matzahs didn't make it the Yom Tov. The Yom Tov is a commemorative. It's later on, there's an obligation to eat matzah. The Rebbe fits it in the verses as well. Oh, having said that, so it turns out that since the sukkah becomes a integral part of the sukkah, so therefore, it turns out that the sukkah is really what causes, when the Torah tells us to take a lulav on the first day of sukkahs. There's nothing else besides the sukkah. It's not like a separate yontav. Sukkah is the yontav, right? We said. So the Torah, when the Torah tells us on the first day, it's not like, so basically it's the sukkahs. Everything is tied to the sukkahs. So the Rebbe says, when you use the sukkah to make the lulav, it's not just that you're doing everything in the sukkah, so you're also doing the sukkah, but it's actually the lulav is done in the sukkah, because this is the part of the yontav, the whole yontav is sukkah over here, and the Rebbe argues that that is what takes place. The Rebbe in a different Fabringen, the Rebbe explained that from the Mishnah, actually, there's a hint in the Mishnah that the lulav should make the bracha by the meal, which is by the sukkah, because the meal on sukkahs is in the sukkah. It says in the Mishnah, a person who's on the road and he didn't have a lulav, so it says when he goes into his house or into his sukkah, he comes home, so then he should take while he's at his table. If he forgets, then he should interrupt and take it then. So the question is, so why does the Mishnah write you should take it at your table? The Mishnah should have said you should interrupt and you take it. The fact that the Mishnah uses the table, there's an indication over here that the lulav is taking in the same place where you have your table, where you're eating. And that's sort of a hint to the fact that from the Mishnah, that the actual lulav is taken at the table. As the Rebbe explains during the lesson.